Thank you for holding. Is this Timothy?
Yeah, this is Timothy.
Hey, Timothy. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm blessed. It's been a good week, but good problem to have too, I guess, at the same time. Super busy. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details, but did you have any questions about the listing or how the placement on Google works?
I kind of understand the very basics of Google. I don't have a website officially for Eagle Property Services. So I know I don't even have like a, my .com is pretty much, just an email right now. So I, have to get that going, but yeah, so I have the name, I have the registration of the name and all that other stuff. And it's been in the background for a little while, but I haven't really jump-started it. I'm just jump-starting it, like, marketing-wise. I just did with Angie, like, a few days ago, and so I just got a lead today for Angie. And a lot of my money went into, like, the rest of my money kind of, like, went into Angie for, until I get more clientele and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'll just see what you guys have to offer, I guess.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, we could definitely help you with your website. We are a premier Google partner primarily, but we are a full-service digital marketing agency. So we will be able to help you with your site. We have a team of graphic designers here that will be able to build and customize the site exactly as you would like, right? We'll sit down with you and customize it for you. Let me see here. There's, as far as Angie's, that's a pay-per-lead, right, system?
Yeah, pay-per-lead. Uh-huh. So it's like you pay a certain amount a month, you get a certain amount of leads, and then once those leads are filled, then the next month would be the option.
Got it.
And I can pause the leads if I get flooded, but then I can turn them on. But if I pause it, it doesn't like pause the payment period. So I still get, if I don't use all of the leads, then it just goes to the next payment period no matter what. So it's like, what's the point of pausing the leads then? So yeah.
It's almost like you got to keep the floodgates open there.
Right. Huh. But they give you a limited amount for a certain amount. So it's like possibly like, $25 a lead or $20 a lead at least.
That's not bad.
Depending on what exactly.
What's your conversion rate on those leads? That's more the question, right? I mean, how many do you have to buy usually to get a job?
Right. So I just got my first lead today, like at less than an hour ago.
Super new.
Yeah. So I just I gave her a bid, and then in the middle of contacting her again, she had another person that gave her a bid, who was more locally based, because I was out in Eagle Mountain, about an hour away. Mm-hmm. But he beat me probably about by $50. So, but she's interested by other offer for her other little jobs that she has around the house. So, yeah, so it's just a handyman business kind of thing, so she's... Oh, so it's potential in the future.
Right. I mean, usually if you get your foot in the door, you can build rapport with people and turn it into something. I'm just concerned with limitations. If this company is new and you're trying to build up a client base, and they're $25 a lead, I mean, even if you're paying $500, you're limited to about 20 leads a month.
True, you are correct. So I have about about 20 to 25, possibly 30 leads at the most right now per month. But I mean, some of those clients could be $1,500. Some of those clients could be $500. Some of those clients could be $200. But I mean,
yeah,
it all depends.
Always the caveat there when it comes to marketing. It usually ends up making sense. Sometimes it takes longer to have it make sense financially. But I know with those leads, they don't just dispatch them to one guy. Most lead gen companies would market themselves on Google to get leads, and then they kind of resell them. That's how they make their money.
Yeah. So it's about five. Maybe they give them five options, and then out of those five options. So that lady, she called the other company and got the bid that way. And so in the middle of my going back and forth with her, the other company called her back, whatever. And so, yeah.
Okay. All right. I am going to send over two text messages. I definitely got a solution for you. Being listed independently on Google is going to be a lot better. You don't have to pay per lead, so you won't have that limitation for your budget. And I believe we would actually save you money. I don't think you'd be spending as much. If you said you're doing 20 to 25 leads at $25 each, I mean, you're, what, $625 a month there?
Well, they gave me $500 for $350 worth. I pay you $350 for $500 worth, which is still about 25 leads or whatever, 25 to 30 leads or whatever it is.
Okay. I mean,
or 20 leads, yeah.
One directory, but I'm going to try to make you an offer here that'd be hard to refuse. So we have a platinum package that would get you on the first page of Google, right? That's the most important thing, is filling that spot for the handyman category. But we would also build the site for you. And the platinum package would cover your bases on other platforms too. It's like we would do your Bing submission. Usually Bing, they pull from Google because of Google's verification process. So if you're on Google's top three recommended guys for your area, you're going to be a top five option on Bing. They have a top five. We also would build a Facebook page for you and run some Facebook ads through it to generate leads that way. And then there's also other directories like Yelp, you know, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Amazon Alexa devices, the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. These all reference Google. Even Home Advisor by Angie's uses Google to get leads, but, you know, we won't be submitting you to that directory. But we'll be able to pull leads from all of those platforms without you being on a pay-per-lead basis, right? And the Platinum Bundle, you know, it's advertised at $599 month to month. But with the new in business credit, I'd be willing to reduce the rate by about 50% and get it down to $299. I think that'll immediately save you about $51 per month. And I could lock you in at that rate. And you can see in the fine print, we usually do have a one-time setup fee of $299 that usually goes towards like buying the domain name for your website and optimizing the website, building it, hosting it. I would waive that for you too, just to kind of get your foot in the door. I'm really confident that this would sell itself to you if I can get your foot in the door. So, you know, $299 for a platinum package on a month-to-month basis, I don't think there's any way you can compare that to Home Advisor by Angie's List and choose to stay on Angie's as a single directory that's a third-party reseller.
Right.
Yeah. So that's with the website included, too. I mean, these websites are really nice. I sent you a text message here just a little bit ago with our pricing page, but I'll send you this one with the custom website design so you can see these, and they are very nice. We could do anything with it. I mean, if you have a site that you like and you're like, hey, I really like this website, we could almost mimic it or use a similar format to it and then tailor it to you, obviously, help you get your logo going. But the website isn't the most important thing, Tim. If I can call you Tim, I'm sorry. The most important thing is the placement, right? There's guys out there that have $5,000, $10,000 websites, you know. But if they don't show at the 10, 15 seconds that somebody's doing a search for a handyman in the area, then they don't even get looked at, right? So the placement is the benefit to you. The last time we had a spot open for a handyman in this area was about 8 months ago. And the thing about the handyman category is it covers so many different things. I mean, we list you for about 15 different keywords or services at a time. So you're not going to be limited to just showing up for handyman. You know, we'll be able to customize it to you, cover all your services, and then we could also customize the area that you're being marketed to. So you have some control over where you're going and the kind of leads that you're receiving with the placement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think about all this? I'm talking a lot. I'm not hearing anything from you.
right.
A lot of information.
So I was just checking out the site itself and checking out the links that you just sent me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they look good. I like it. And if I wasn't with Angie right now, which I just kind of invested, how'd you guys find me?
We're a Google partner. That's why I sent you that one of the links where it says, is Local Splash a Google partner? Like it's just a general search that you could do. And we're partnered with Google. So Google actually will create a list of companies when a spot opens up, and then they give it to our representatives, kind of like Tara that you were speaking to before you got transferred over to me for the pricing adjustment. And they basically will just call out down the list until they fill the positions. That's pretty much our role, is we fill the positions and maintain them and make sure that it's working properly for the business owner. And that creates a reoccurring pipeline of revenue for Google, obviously, if they keep coming back every month, month after month. And that's 80% of Google's income, actually, comes from the Google partners that are helping the business owners profit off of Google advertising and get leads that way.
Right.
So, yeah, they pre-qualified you for it. And it could have been because of, maybe you were trying to get Google verified or create a Google business profile or a website. They had to have found your information somewhere. It could have been Home Advisor by Angie's where they found the info.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking it's possibly Angie's since I just started that with them.
Yeah. I mean, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, if you don't put your name out there in some way, shape, or form, then they can't even offer you the placement. But you know, the placements, when they become available, they do a general crawl of the search engine because Google's a search engine, not a directory like HomeAdvisor or Yelp and all these other ones. They'll crawl the search engine and kind of find guys in the area that provide those services, and then they'll offer it until the spot fills. If they want to solicit that,
so space, I have a,
welcome to do something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have another company. Mm-hmm. It's a sister company, you could say. Pet gift removal.
Let me see. What's it called?
PetGiftRemoval.com.
Pet gift removal. .com. Let me see. Oh. Okay.
So I have that site, but I don't have any traffic going to it because it's not even like on Google or anything. It's online, but I haven't I don't really get any phone calls from it because it's just like on there.
Mm-hmm.
But everything is kind of like set up, and it's set up for the phone. So I don't know on the computer if it looks good or not, but on the phone.
No. Yeah, I was going to say the words are overlapping, so it's hard to read. And the photos are
right.
Overlapping as well.
So when I did the design on domain.com.
Mm-hmm.
They give an option of the computer or a cell phone icon, and then you press that, and that's what it, and that's what the site is meant for. But it's like, and then I developed it first for the computer, and then I looked on my phone. I'm like, whoa, what the heck is this? You know, and then I'm thinking, well, most people use their phone, not their computer. So I was like, well, I'll just put it on the phone option, and then. Yeah, to finagle it and stuff like that. So if you look on your phone and you look and you check out the site, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, one of our key features of the MySite websites that I was talking about for Eagle Property Services LLC is they have a responsive design. So they automatically would shape to fit the device that the end user is searching on. Whether it be the PC or their phone, it would automatically adjust to the device. And that's a key feature in that website. I think the website platform that you had there just doesn't offer a responsive design, so you got to pick one or the other. But the more modern sites automatically would adjust or have that responsive design to where you don't deal with that. Because I'm looking at it on a PC here, and it's pretty bad. I mean, the photos overlapping, words are overlapping, so you can't really make heads or tails of some of this stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's kind of like...
Were you implying that you would be interested in doing Google advertising for petgiftremoval.com, or are you just trying to see if what was going on
with
that
thing? Could you do something with that?
I mean, that one's really niche. I'm pretty sure we could. I don't think they have anybody. I mean, not that I looked up pet gifts and, you know, there's nobody.
If you look at pet gifts, there is no competition with that because I'm the only one that has the pet gift thing. But if you look at pet poo or something, dog
so
poo.
So what would
something.
Be the main services that you're providing there?
Well, it'd be pet poo, dog feces removal. So it's like dog waste.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
But yeah, so it's residential or commercial. I don't have like a, if I had a truck or whatever with a wrap around it, I'd get a lot more clients and I'd get a lot more business, a lot faster.
There is some companies out here actually. There's Poop Scoop Utah, Pet Butler, and Scoops Pro.
Yeah, Pet Butler is like a nationwide one.
Yeah, so, there's also Poop 911 in Eagle Mountain.
There you go.
I did not know
that. Oh, yeah.
So you do have competition there, Scoop Soldiers as well.
So,
but these guys don't have a verified Google listing for the business. So these are just organic search results. It's displaying their websites with no reviews or anything like that. It's not an actual – here, let me show you. We could market you. They're not doing the paid advertising, so it's
So with Eagle Property Services, it is more of a time-consuming business. Well, this is more of a I'm set, I'm ready to go. I can do it pretty much anywhere, any place, and I can do it now, kind of thing. So it's already kind of launched, and it's more simple to estimate, you know, clients and potential clients and so on and so forth. So, Oh, you sent me a link?
Yeah, that's what the search results looks like now for the pet poop removal. That's just the Eagle Mountain search. Obviously, we'd be covering a lot more than Eagle Mountain. I could do a platinum package bundle for that, but my concern is just with Google verification, you only have one, you can't have the same name, address, or phone number, for two businesses. It causes a discrepancy.
Yeah, I noticed that because I tried to like sign up for something with Google or something or other, and they wouldn't let me unless I had another phone number. And so I was like, what do I have to call? My phone company to get another phone number specifically for pet gift removal or Eagle Property Services? And so that was the catch there. I mean, could I have two different phone numbers on my own phone? I don't even know if it's possible.
We could do that, yes. It would be a Google Voice tracking number.
Now I did try to open up a business thing with Google using the Google Voice phone number,
mm-hmm.
but they wouldn't let me because they want it to be used as a cell phone. So, I mean, if I registered or registration
this
with...
This number is in a cell phone that we're on now?
So it's a cell phone number, but I used it for Eagle Property Services. And then when I tried to register it for, like, gift removal,
uh-huh.
they wouldn't let me because I used mm-hmm. a Google Voice phone number that they randomly gave me, right? So they said, no, you can't use this phone number as your headquarter phone number. And they said I'd have to have basically another phone number, like you just said. So I would still have to, like, call Sprint or T-Mobile or whoever.
Yeah, usually the workaround is, you know, they get the tracking number. That's usually the workaround. If guys have two businesses and they need to do it differently without having to pay for an entirely different number, we usually just provide them the Google Voice number. Let me see.
And you said that Google Voice number is a track number?
Yeah, it's a tracking number. So usually what we have the client do is, like, we'll give them the Google Voice number and we'll have that attached to the online listings, but then we have you save it to your cell phone as, like, potential lead or job opportunity. And then that way when you get calls from it, you'll know. Like, you could put on the caller ID system or save the number as pet gift removal. You know, you could save it as that. So that way when the call comes in, regardless of who's calling that number, it'll say pet gift removal, and you know somebody's calling you about that company, right? And
so
that's kind of our workaround for it usually.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we could definitely help you, though, there. I don't see enough competition in the area or verified businesses for that particular category in order for it to be an issue as far as placement. But when it comes to Handyman in Eagle Mountain, you know, we just have that one spot open at the moment, and I'm pretty sure that one will fill pretty quickly.
So with pet gift removal, you can't do anything with it?
You can. Yeah, absolutely. I can do everything for it is what I'm saying. You don't have an issue there. Even with your number, we're a Google partner, so I'm not concerned about getting you verified using a tracking number. We would just have to use the tracking number. You can't actually post 801-634-5022 for both of those businesses.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you pay $10 for that phone number.
We would provide it for you as part of the service. I mean, I could put you on a platinum package bundle for $299 for this as well, and just provide it as a part of the service. That's no problem. I mean, we do that all the time for clients, especially if it's a resolution to make sure that they're getting the benefits of the placement.
Right. Well, could you do it? Is there a bundle package, anything premium bundle package for Eco Property Service and pet gift removal?
So you want to do both of them?
So if I did both of them, let's just say hypothetically, right?
Yeah.
Is there any specials or anything? Could you do anything better than $2.99 per thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, is because I'm going, man, I tried to go, I tried to go as low as I could for you there, especially because of you were saying $3.50 on Home Advisor by Angie's. Give me one second here. Let me run this by our VP here and see what they said. I know there's a limit because Google charges, and then they only give us like a small percentage. I think it's like 5% on each account that's maintained. I don't know if it's okay to let me just ask. Hold on. Okay, so I got the bubbles here. Give me one second.
The bubbles?
Yeah, sorry. We have it's a G-chat, so the bubbles kind of let me know that they're responding. It kind of has these things that pop up at the bottom here. Okay, so she said, if he's willing to come on board with us today, we can do two separate businesses, almost as like a two-location commercial business. Let's see. It's not commercial. It's commercial. Oh, no, she's just saying we do this for commercial companies that have multiple locations at $249. So I can get you the two platinum packages for $249 month to month. So if you came on board with us today, both of them would be $249 times two, $498 total for both.
$498 for both.
Mhm. You got to remember that's complete verification. Websites, we'll remodel that website for the other business as well, for petgiftremoval.com. So let's ask you.
So let me write this down.
Mhm.
Complete verification.
Google verification. Yeah. You got to do that in order to even exist as a business. You'll get the tracking number. We'll remodel the website for you so that way you have the responsive design, or it'll be viewable on both iPhones, Androids, tablets, and PCs, or all of those. And then we'd also do everything in that platinum package. So, you know, each both businesses would be listed on the first page for 15 keywords or services up to a 40-mile radius around. Do you have a separate address for the two businesses? That was the other issue, not just the phone number, but addresses.
So, do you see two different addresses?
I don't.
So technically, no. They would be pretty much in, because I don't have. I'm just starting out with both of them, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I did have Pet Gets Removal for maybe a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I really.
Well, so let me be very straightforward with you. You can't have two businesses verified at the same address. The workaround for this, and what I think we're going to have to do for Pet Gift Removal, I don't know if you have another address, maybe of like a friend or family member. It's just to get Google verified. So they'll send you a letter there, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of the letter we'll need from you when it comes in. We can actually hide the address. So the address isn't displayed online. And then since that business, you're going to be going to the pet gift, not the for them bringing the pet gift to you.
Right.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Right.
They shouldn't have a location to be coming to anyway. So we'd be able to work around that with a tracking number and maybe a separate address that we could verify without displaying if you have like a friend or family member that'd be able to or that would allow you to send a postcard in the mail there.
Right.
Yep.
Postcard is the only thing you need for verification.
Yeah, I mean, they also do video verifications too. So sometimes guys, they want to get things going a little quicker than the mail process. And, you know, they also will make that available to you too. It's just a form you fill out and there's a little video that asks you to like take a picture at that location and send it in. Like, it'll say like send the pictures of your equipment in or a work vehicle if you have it. You know, things like that. Like, oh, this is what I use to remove the poop. It's a pretty easy process. Google typically takes whatever we submit to heart as the truth. So it's really rare that we go through any situation where they say, oh, we need more verification than any form that's submitted through our platforms and our program.
Right, because you probably run into a lot of companies that are satellite companies which don't have any physical address, correct?
Right, exactly. But the only way for those companies to actually get verified is they would have to have a Google partner that's manually doing it. Because if you go do this or try to do this with an AI system, you're going to run into all kinds of snags. So you would actually need the Google partner to resolve these issues for you manually.
Right.
Yep.
And so what do you do with video verification for the remote or satellite companies that don't have a physical, but it's all virtual address?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same concept. So they'll pin verify them at some location, and then they usually just hide the address.
Now, the address
like,
couldn't
like
be
for
like
example,
a,
like Home Advisor.
A PO box.
Right? They market all over the country, but they had one address verified for their company in Colorado. Right?
Right, their whole headquarters.
Right. So, same concept there. We don't have to display the address. But what was the question that you asked? Sorry, I cut you off. It sounded like a good one.
So like a PO box wouldn't count.
Yeah, they don't do the post office boxes, yeah, unfortunately.
Right.
That would be a super easy fix.
All right. Address. So Eagle Property Services is, I mean, I did register it, and I moved pretty much companies to the same address. I have a friend of mine wanted to do siding together, so I have a mountainsidingcompany.com. I have Eagle Property Services, obviously, pet gift removal, and then I had metal up siding, and then, but yeah, so it's all on the same address. I did have the companies like LDS Rides, at another address that we moved from like a year or two ago, but I changed that in the government records to this address. So I have like five different companies all registered to this home residence address. But yeah, in order for it to work, you say I need to have somebody of a different address, a friend or family, and then go from there to have that postcard or video verification.
Yeah. You're saying you have a location that we would be able to use?
So
it sounded like 50-50. You were like implying like I might have it. I don't know.
Well, I could call like a mother-in-law or, you know, I could
sure.
call
Yeah. I've had people do that. I've had a roofing company, and I still actually work with this guy. He's in the DFW area of Texas. He literally, while I was on the phone, went over to his neighbor and told the neighbor, hey, do you mind if I have a postcard sent to you in the mail from Google to Google verify the location? Like, they didn't have a business there. It was just a friend of his. And they were like, yeah, just send the letter over and then you can just do what you need to do to verify it. And then as long as you promise to hide it and people aren't showing up at my house online, he was totally fine with it. And it worked.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could
that's,
call
that's why
some
I presented
people.
That to you as the workaround. It's just need an address that's different than Eagle Property Service LLC or Services LLC and a different phone number. And we both of those, you know, obviously we can provide the phone number. That's not a problem. But the address is just we need a location to send that to you.
And do I have a say in the phone number?
Usually they'll request one and they'll present you with a couple of options. So yes, like if you have a preference, if you're like, hey, I want another 801 number, we could definitely do that for you. Google has tons of different numbers that we're able to pull from.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you thinking like 1-801-petpoop.com or
1-801-petpoop? No, not that customized, I guess.
Seven digits,
but yeah.
It might be available, though, you know?
Right, you know, yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, so... yeah, the good thing about the pet gift removal is, like, I mean, people don't want to see, like... At least I don't think, you know, neighbors want to see, like, a pet poo with an emblem of a poo on a car every other day.
Poo emoji.
Yeah, a little poo emoji. It would get old after a while, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I like that, though. I see what you did there with the gift removal, you know? You put a little present there. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
When you first said it, I was like, what is this guy doing? He's sending them, dog treats? Or
right.
Is it a weekly subscription
right.
of dog treats that are all organic?
Right, so,
yeah.
So it's kind of like a great little, you know, it's like a time bomb, you know. People like think about it. What the heck is this?
Yeah, it's a good spin on it. The thing is, though, from like without placement, that's another reason why you should do this if you really want it to take off, is because without placement, you know, people are going to see pet gifts and go, "What the heck?" You know, but if they're actively searching for, you know. Pet waste removal, pet poop removal, pet cleanup, things like that, and it's showing up, then obviously they know that you get what I'm saying, and you're catching those ideal clients at the moment that they're actually already looking for it, right?
Right.
Game changer.
Yeah. So, let's see. Right. So, I'm like... I'll be upfront and honest with you. I do like to be honest. But yeah, so I did spend like my money with like Angie. And so my like budget is like done. The only other way to get this taken care of would be like to go to a pawn shop.
Oh wow.
Literally. Yeah, cuz I have like I'm done. Like I'm my last like Hail Mary, you could say, was going to like Angie and saying, okay, if this actually works out worth $350 worth of leads, you know, and it pays for itself, then I can self perpetuate that, you know, and eventually get bigger, whatever that way. Or, right. But that was like my last like hurrah. Like I'm literally, I had to, borrow some money. Or actually put up some collateral for some something of mine to get that money. So I would have to do that again, like put up money, but this time I'd have to probably do it to like a pawn shop and put up some things in order to get your 249 or 298 or 498 to do that. And then it'd be a risk, right? Because then I would have to make up the difference within 3 to 4 weeks.
I wouldn't recommend that to anybody because, you know, there's a verification process. So it's not like we flip a switch and you're up there tomorrow. I wouldn't advise you to put yourself in that kind of position. We would still have to fix your website. That's going to take a couple of days. The verification coming in the mail is going to take a couple of days. And then being up there, yielding results, completing the jobs, and actually having the ROI, that could be a whole 30-day process. So I wouldn't recommend that. Even if just speaking to you man to man or friend to friend, if you will. I wouldn't advise anybody to do that if that's the situation that you're in at the moment.
Right. Now, do I have a wife that works and make good money? Sure.
you're finding the way to get it done. I can respect right. that. Especially with the handyman category being limited, and it's been about 8 months since the last time we've had the handyman category open for this area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
It is a tough one. That is a tough one. You don't want to just start with Eagle Property Services and then maybe add a different one later. You don't have to dive headfirst into it. I mean, I could always prorate or honor the pricing structure for pet gift removal later. If you could do $299 today, we could add pet gift removal in like a week or two when you're more stable. Maybe a couple of those jobs turn over from Home Advisor by Angie's, and I'll honor it. Just by the difference of that package, and then I could adjust the billing structures later.
Right. But I'd still need to go to a pawn shop or whatever just to get the two.
$99.
Yeah.
$99. I gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing all I can. I don't know what else to say.
Right. So, are you on the East Coast?
No. We're in California. I sent you all our reviews and location and everything.
All right. Yeah, I didn't really deep dive into it. I just checked
it
out.
Yeah, we're right across the street from Google. So, it's Orange County, California. We're in Newport Beach.
Orange County.
Yeah. It's like the wealthiest area in the country.
How far is Palisades from you guys?
Pacific Palisades? About an hour.
You didn't check out that area, did you?
Yeah, it would burn down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have family and friends that lived over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they insurance, they're fine. It's interesting.
Right.
They got a Jewish community over there, and ironically, almost all of them, luckily, we're not Jewish, we're Christian, but, almost everybody in that area was Jewish and they had insurance, ironically. So, kind of raised some eyebrows, what was going on. But there is a ghetto, to the backside of the Pacific Palisades that, low income housing, those people are definitely misplaced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get into conspiracies, but I'm definitely one of those guys where you see a couple of things and I'm like, raise an eyebrow. That was definitely
right.
One of the situations like Maui where I was like,
Yeah, it's like, when the guy
got all that
like,
ocean water right there and you're
right. and you can't
down on both of them,
I know you can't dump your helicopter bucket into the ocean.
Right.
That's what the other countries are. That's what the other countries
said.
They
can.
What are you doing? Right?
They can.
And it's
interesting.
And it's like one thing after another with the whole dams, and then you got Newsom kind of dancing around saying,
We only want to use your fresh drinking water to put these fires out. We're not the ocean water. It worked just as fine.
There's flames behind him while he's saying, well, I contacted the governor in Maui, and they're selling land, and so I've got connections to that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Out loud.
Seriously.
Yeah, he said the quiet part out loud, didn't he? And we're all in trouble if that guy is next in line, let me tell you.
Well, I'm surprised the people there didn't aren't protesting every day at his office, and why aren't there cameras on that protest or something, It's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, there's definitely some Freemasonry going on. There's a group of people behind the scenes there.
There is.
I doubt Trump even has as much control as we think he does nowadays.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Ironically, I work in an industry that they control the media, so to speak. So I know that the media is controlled, right? I mean, they're literally controlling what businesses they see when they type in handyman, right? Or just like this pet removal. So I know the media is controlled and owned, right?
Right.
And
it's going to get more so and fine-tuned with AI. And it's just a self-perpetuating thing. And then once things are so oppressed, and people are oppressed by AI, then they're going to try and break away from the system or whatever they're going to try and do.
Turn the whole country against Trump in no time, huh? If he says the wrong thing, they can just, you're now a criminal and an enemy of the country all of a sudden.
That's why people are saying 2025 is the last year, and then next thing you know, even right now, if you go on YouTube, you can barely tell what's real and what's fake,
Right.
Yeah,
I had this conversation with one of my colleagues yesterday, and they're going, "You think he's really in the Epstein files?" And I was like, "Well, maybe, maybe not. But even if he's not, how much leverage do you have if you run the media and you say, hey, I can make it look like you're in the Epstein files, and I can broadcast that to the entire country?" How much you have power over that man? You have him blackmailed, blackballed to the fullest. So.
Right. And it's just going to get worse like that. I mean, if AI is
control the media, you
real life,
control the country, technology. We need to do a hard reset on the technology. And Elon Musk was kind of the whistleblower on that, and he's at the forefront of a lot of the technology. And he's like, "Hey, we gotta put some parameters in here. Our founding fathers didn't account for this."
It's kind of like the ruby effect. The lab grown ruby, they put in a little tiny thing in it so that you can tell the real ruby from the fake ruby. Mm. And so with AI, you're gonna have people that are just gonna be like, "Well, let's not put in that little label that it's a fake ruby."
They have actually started doing that though on social media, where they require that you label it. If it says, or if it's AI, so as you're publishing something that's AI generated, they have to put the label there or they can get in trouble for deception. So they just started doing this recently within the last 2 weeks. So as they're publishing AI videos, they have to have a stamp on it that says it's AI, because sometimes we can't tell the difference.
I can go way out there in left field and say the asteroid belt was a former planet.
The moon landing was fabricated.
right.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things out there that are suspicious, but I do know that the media is controlled. I'll tell you that. We see that firsthand here. Being a Google partner company and working closely with Google, they try to protect people as much as possible, but the internet was just not something I think even God planned for, I think he divided us and separated us for a reason, and the internet kind of connects us all over again, and you could translate other languages in real time. We weren't supposed to be able to do that, so there's definitely some evil behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, going back to business, I guess. How long is this offer good for? You guys are going to try and fill this spot for Eagle Property Services.
Yeah, the handyman spot, chances are I get off the call here, I'm going to take about 15 minutes, and then I'll be right back on the phone. My reps, they actively keep calling out. until the position's filled.
So what you're saying with this spot, I'd be in top like three when people look up Google and say handyman business.
Yeah. Google is the main entity, right? But you'd be on other platforms as well, right? The platinum package is going to cover your bases on Bing, Facebook, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We basically want to make sure if they're looking for your services and they're within an area you're willing to travel to, that you're available to them as a top recommended option. So Google is the most important. That's the one that gets the most traffic. That's what everybody uses nowadays. And that's the one where the position is exclusive. The other things I'm able to upgrade and add to your package at no additional cost is almost like an incentive, but you should expect to see about 90% of your results be from that Google search results page.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't do anything unless I actually like gave you payment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not supposed to put it on a hold. I mean, how long are you saying you need?
What time do you work till?
I mean, today, I'm trying to account for the Mountain Standard time. You're on Mountain Standard, right?
Yeah, it's 2 hours different.
2 hours. The Mountain Standard should be one. Central.
1 hour
two.
Difference. Yeah, you're right. So
yeah.
It's 9:51 right now.
Yeah. So today I'll be out here at 4 o'clock your time.
All right. So, could you hold it
early
till
today?
Could you hold it till four?
Until four? Till the end of the day?
Yeah, just in case I have to. Well, I mean, yeah, it'd be before then, but I'm just saying.
I really don't know if they'll let me do that. I could try. I know they're off the phones at the moment. They're taking a break to the top of the hour here. They do like a 8:45 to 9 o'clock breather.
So with that package,
yes.
You guys would set up the whole Eagle Property Services site and also revamp the pet gift removal site.
Yeah, if you're doing both of them, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and
if you're doing the $498 package and you're doing $249 each, they're both getting full service. So website
now,
included for both businesses.
So also, my question. And this is reoccurring every month.
Right.
And is it set for life that way? Does it go up or?
No. I'll lock you in at that rate. You'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. We always send a subscription terms that has the agreement in writing too. And then you'll have your own app and tracking system to keep track of what's happening with each business as well. So, and then you'll have that detailed in there too. Like, $249 for this business on this date, $249 for this business on this date. They'll be set up on the same date, obviously, but yeah.
Right. And it's reoccurring on the day that I sign up?
Correct. So today's the 7th. Your next bill wouldn't be until December 7th.
Okay. And actually, I did go to the pawn shop. I deposit the money into my account.
Mm-hmm.
Call you back before 4 o'clock your time. Call you back maybe 3 hours from now. Would be good to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could hold it for 3 hours for sure.
Well, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Again, as far as putting holds, they're very adamant about, hey, don't do that, because I've done it before. And then, unfortunately, for whatever reason, if it doesn't work out, then I've kind of set them back on filling that spot for however many hours, you know. But if you're saying like, hey, I'm going to go down to this pawn shop. I'm going to do what I can. I could see that you're putting in extensive effort, and I'll match the effort to try to help you get the spot.
All right.
That's the best I could
do. Did you just text me?
I did. I just sent you my direct number and extension. So you should have that there.
Okay. Got
amongst,
it, John.
Amongst a few other things. Yep.
All right. So, and how many leads do you think, or how many, you think it would pay for itself within a few weeks?
Yes. Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 18 years. I don't think it's going to stop with you, Tim.
Let's see.
Unless the world's coming to an end.
Right. Wait. All right. If I cancel, if I say no, I'll let you know, but I should give you, but you have other accounts, probably about 20 different accounts to actually fulfill for other Google areas, right?
Yeah, we do have other listings to work on. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. But you can definitely hold this for 3 hours.
I will try my best. I will tell them that I have a pretty strong commitment. I'll explain to them that you're trying to just pull things together financially. You know, I'll run it by her and let her know, hey, this is the guy you approved this on. He wants to try to get both businesses. He's just pulling the money together. You know, I will, you have my word, I will do everything that I can, okay? But if somebody is already communicated with a handyman in this area and they seal a deal with that person prior, then it's off the board. So that's why I was trying to say, like, 4 o'clock is leaving a lot of room for that to happen, for us to lose it.
Right.
If we could do this ASAP, you know, like I said, I'll do what I can on my end and explain the situation, and then maybe get them focused on a different listing, maybe in a different area, and kind of put it in their mind that this one's already filled, unless they have something. But I don't know. I might go down to the sales floor and say that, and then they might go, hey, I got a guy I'm calling back here in an hour about that one, or he would talk to, you know. So I don't
know.
There's a lot of variables there.
Sweet. All right. And also, so it is locked in, and then I sign a contract or whatever, and if people say, it's not really getting me any leads or calls or whatever. You find people
that's very rare
cancel or?
Yeah, I mean, when you do a new business, you usually ask for a 3-month verbal commitment. You know, we say, hey, since you're so new, we ask that you try it for at least 3 months when you first sign up, especially if we're building a site and everything from scratch. But yeah, you can cancel. If you cancel before the 3 months, they do have an early termination fee. So be mindful of that with a new business.
How much is the termination fee?
It's the cost of 1 month of service. So if you're at $249, your early termination fee is going to be $249. So it's basically like, hey, don't cancel before 3 months.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, that's fair. I think 3 months is good.
Yeah, it's a quarter. I mean, and you're coming into 2026, so I mean, if you want to really start the new year off with a bang, that everything will be up at its max capacity, and you already have a couple months of generating clients to where, you know, both of those businesses should be pretty dang consistent. I'd imagine you'd be looking for employees at that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
True.
After a quarter.
Right. All right. Appreciate it, John. I'll let you know if prior to the 3 hours if I don't do it. But if I do it, then it may take me up to 3 hours for sure.
Okay. I mean, just let me know. Do you intend to actually go down there?
I know there's a pawn shop in like Salt Lake County, but
what
since I moved here,
that's more my concern too. I'm like, what are you sacrificing here to do this?
I have coins.
Oh, okay, collector.
Well, I have some. My wife probably has a lot more. You could say probably a lot more than I do, but I have some that would actually cover it.
With that woman, I hear you, that's a couple of times that you mentioned her from a financial perspective. And you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorning. You be careful. All of a sudden the line goes dead, and I go, oh no, Tim. He's gone.
Right.
You lost the good one. All right.
Yeah, I could do it possibly without her knowing, which, you know, could be a good thing.
I asked. I don't want to be an accomplice in this. To come looking at me. I'll do what I can. I'm gonna message Amy and let her know and see if I can get the soft hold. I will send you a text message if I get the confirmation that she'll let me hold it. That way you're not wasting any energy, but I just have to go down there and have a quick conversation with her and see where these guys are at.
Okay.
Fair look enough. Out for that text
and then you message. All right, sounds good. I'll look for the text message.
All right, Tim. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, appreciate you, John.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.